The bell curve and sex. Take a random outcome like a dice roll. Roll two dice many times, and you'll mostly get sevens or around sevens. Graph the results, and you'll get a bell shape. The average seven in the middle, tails of a few twos and twelves, and all the other combos somewhere in between. With statistics of biological sex, you sometimes get two bell curves for weight, height, shoe size, etc. You get a male average and a female average at the tops of the bells, with tails of much larger or much smaller. But the tails on these bell curves overlap in the middle. Some females are taller than some males, even though the average male height is greater than the average female height. This overlap also happens for genitals. Most folks fall around the average genital configurations. Males with a scrotum and a penis, females with labia and a clitoris. But there are a lot of people in those overlapping tails. Folks with uniquely large labia or small scrotums. People with their urethra in a slightly different place, or all kinds of other variations. We sometimes call folks whose shape is in the statistical middle between the bell curves intersex. Some identify as female, some as male, some as neither. These variations are no more unusual than very tall or very short people, but we tend to apply all kinds of ideas to genitals. Statistics are great for helping us wrap our minds around vast diversity. So when you think about sex, think of the double bell curve.